Also, we have Daryl and Liam, also from Vertigo. And what we're going to talk about today is Ride.show, which is an application that Vertigo wrote about maybe 4 or 5 months ago in Silverlight 1.0. Not Silverlight 2.0, because Silverlight 1 is actually live and has a go-live license. It's just a slideshow program, and we think it's pretty cool. It's a lot like other slideshow programs out there, but we think it's maybe more cool feature than almost all of them. So it's going right on the screen behind me, and Daryl actually wants to take a picture of the crowd, and we're going to demonstrate a nifty little feature of slideshow with us a little later. So everyone, say cheese, smile, you'll be up on the big screen soon. So, what is slideshow? Slideshow, similar to .0 app, it's all JavaScript. It's not managed code. We would love to write managed code. We're going to do that soon, I think, as another project. Another interesting thing about it is it's an open source project, so it's actually been released on CodePlex. And some interesting stats there. It's been as high as 14th on CodePlex on most downloaded projects. It's had over 9,000 downloads in 4 months. And it's right up there with Iron Python for downloads. So we're pretty proud of that. It's also it's currently 32nd for most downloaded project on CodePlex. And Daryl's actually showing the CodePlex homepage for it, where you can actually download the latest release and also check out the source code. Like I said, it's open source. We totally encourage volunteers to come forward. Vertigo would love to maintain this thing, but we can't do it without the help of the community because it's not a paid project. So we do have one volunteer piece, hopefully here next, but it's pretty much just me and Daryl at this point, and this one other person, Jay Mathis. I think we just start showing some samples. Our plan is to just show you some live usage of Fly.show on the web right now. There's some cool sites out there using it. One of those on the screen is the Heroes Happen Now site. Heroes Happen Here site. And they're showing really nice high-res comics. You can see, go full screen there, actually. We're actually running the slideshow with the Silverlight 2.0 runtime. So, it's using the beta 1 of Silverlight 2 to run something that was written for Silverlight 1.0. The reason why Daryl switched to IE was because we noticed there's a problem with full screen in Firefox with the Silverlight 2.0 beta 1. So, ignore that. But it works great with Silverlight 1.0 runtime, which is what the world has right now. So you can see there's some nice features. There's some thumbnail viewer. The previews, obviously the full screen. There's album support. So you can switch between comic strips. Some nice transitions and animations. Let's switch over to a different sample show, maybe Paul's site. So Paul is a coworker of ours, and he did a little bit more customization of slideshow to display his watercolor paintings. And you can see he customized it to have the info blurred down the left side, and he doesn't show the thumbnails, which are kind of annoying sometimes. He does show. but this is a cool example because he took something that wasn't out of the box and customized it with just an XML configuration file, which that's how he designed it to be. No code change. And Nikhil, so you guys might recognize Nikhil Kakari. He's a pretty well-known blogger, and he gave us some props at one point, and he's a really good photographer as well, so I'd like to show his sample. Maybe show some of his... We're a little dependent on the internet connection here, so the photos don't come in as quickly as they'll be quickly we'd like. But there are a lot of sites using this, as I said, 9,000 downloads. And we're trying to get people to post their links on our CodePlay site. So I think that maybe we check out to see did our photo get up to the Vertigo Mix site. So we just took a photo of you guys. Some of you guys weren't here then. But is it up yet, you think?
Go to the first one. We're hit F5.
So what you're seeing here is pictures that we've been taking at Mix. That's me about 10 minutes ago. And we're posting it to Flickr. We just take a photo with our iPhone and then email that photo to our Flickr account. And within a few minutes, it should be up there. I don't know if our one about 2 minutes ago got up there, unfortunately. We'll come back to that. So I think Daryl can show us and do a walkthrough of how you would put this on your own website. And then we'll also talk about how we built it. We're pretty proud of how we built it. We took extra time to architect it to be on CodePlex, to be extended and customized extensively. People adding new modules, we call them, which are essentially just user controls. If you don't like the Pi progress download meter, you can write a bar. Well, we have a bar. We have a bar and a Pi. You can write a triangle. and then Daryl's just going to walk through and create one. So I'll talk through it, I guess. This is impromptu. It's awesome. So all you need is just a plain vanilla website. You don't even need it to be a managed ASP.NET, anything like that. Just a website on a server somewhere. Because, like I said, it's going with Silverlight. So just JavaScript and HTML. So all it needs is two JavaScript files. The Silverlight, the ship from Microsoft, Silverlight.js, which essentially embeds the controlling page. And the slide.show JavaScript file, which he's dragging into the project. So if you go to CodePlex and you download the latest release, those two JavaScript files are in there, obviously. So two script tag references, and then another script tag, which actually instantiates our slideshow on the page. And you can put that control actually in deeply nested tables, div tags, anywhere on your page that looks nice. So nothing, it works the way you'd expect, I think. You just have to put it in the first element of the page, so it's just going to be kind of left in like the left corner. Not so much that great, but as you can see from the Vertigo page, it's in the middle of a complex layout. So what Daryl's doing right now is he's configuring the slideshow. And this is, by default, it's an XML file. But like I said, we wrote this thing to be extensible, so we also support just configuring it through JSON. And that's valuable because for cross-domain scenarios, XML, you can't download XML from a domain that's not your own. So we made it so that you could just configure it through simple JavaScript notation. But by default, it's XML. And what he's doing is he's putting on the in the configuration, he's saying what user controls or modules that this slideshow is going to have. And every slideshow needs three.
Bigger fonts!
Yes, every slideshow needs bigger fonts. So every slideshow needs a slide viewer to view the slide, a progress bar to show you progress, and navigation, which is go forward a slide, go back a slide, and you can write your own progress and your own slide viewer and your own navigation as long as you follow our kind of syntax. It just plugs in through this XML file. The other thing he added was a default transition, so everyone wants to fade in their slides, between slides. So he's saying, make my default transition be a fade transition. Well, we also have like 10 out of the box, so the ones you see in PowerPoint. And the last thing is he's saying how he wants to provide data to the app. And he wants to provide it, of course, by XML, right? That's pretty obvious. You want to you need to tell it what images. So it's just a data.xml file. And that's it for a minimal slideshow.
How much is it?
It's free. And it's free and it's open source and it was fun to build.
Go back to our website.
Alright. You guys might recognize some of these things. If you were at the keynote yesterday, we did the Hard Rock Deep Zoom project. Actually, Daryl and I were on that project. That was the project lead. Daryl did all the awesome layout or transitions. Chris over there did the layout. Shout out. and he's just putting together a nice slideshow with some of that those images we got from Hard Rock. Did you show the data file, Daryl, at all? So here's what a data file looks like. It's kind of self-explanatory. Just, hey, what do you want the title to be? And a nice little title drop down. And what's the path for the image? And it can be any path. It can be like Flickr. You can go http://www.flickr.com. You can put a relative in the same web folder.
Can I stream that XML file to this thing?
Yes. Yes, you can, if you write your own provider, you can do anything you want. You can say, make it. So your first question, you asked, could you stream data here? I'm assuming you mean like an ASHX type, like a HTTP model?
Right.
Yes, as long as it returns XML.
Right.
So it doesn't have to have an XML extension. Yeah, we're going to give an example at the end of that. You also can, so I started to answer that incorrectly. So you can do that as long as it returns XML. You can also just write your own data provider that returns whatever if you want. And so what Daryl's doing now is actually configuring it a little bit. So he's customizing the options. And so we have over 300 options available. So right now he's saying he wants to fill the slide viewer. He wants each image to expand and fill the void that's in. By using the slide viewer. I think that's wrong, actually. It's just slide image dot structure. Or I could be wrong. I am wrong. I will never second guess you again. That's not true. he's also going to turn off that black bar at the bottom. By collapsing it. And he's also going to tell the album to loop at the end once you get through all the images, just start back over at the end. So we had like 300 of those. And that's it. That's how you put a slide dot show in your page. Should I talk a little bit about technical implementation? I'll give you brief. What do you guys think? Architecture? It's kind of interesting because I'm not just going to go for it. It's written in JavaScript, and we also wanted it to be kind of easy to extend, you know, by the open source community. So we worked really hard to make it, and show some of the code actually go. So we wrote it in object-oriented JavaScript, so there's class inheritance. We have a base user control class in JavaScript, which provides all the common properties, like visibility, the collapse, the top left, right bottom positioning, stuff like that. And he's just showing kind of, you know, we tried to take time to comment it using IntelliSense friendly commenting, which is new in Visual Studio 2008. The other interesting thing is we have a provider model, as you saw. You can provide data through there's a config provider and a data provider, because we're not naive. We know that people are going to want to provide data in crazy ways we can't even predict. I don't think anyone's really done too much of that yet, but hopefully they will eventually. usually just people slap the XML files on the server and call it a day. Yeah, we have the concept of options for each user control, and there's their nice defaults. They kind of go to the what you'd expect. Yeah, things should have full capacity by default. So that's it. I'll leave it at that. For my technical discussion, unless people want to get into more details. But I think I'll leave it to Liam to show. Hey, Daryl, first, did you get that photo up? Alright, did we just take that? So what we did to do this was slide.show ships with a Flickr data provider. So we basically wrote our own provider instead of XML, it's a Flickr data provider. And what that does is it uses the Flickr APIs which were exposed through JSON. And we grab the images off. You provide a Flickr username, and it grabs all your images into an album. And actually, Paul, the guy that did paintings, he wrote an extension to that, which grabs all the public images for a user. And he wired up all the stuff necessary to make it so that we can email our Flickr account and email a picture. And so that's why that was able to work like that. So it kind of proves. You can do some pretty cool stuff with our slideshow, we think. And then Liam is going to talk about what he did with Facebook and slideshow.
It's Simplelight 1.0, 2.0.
This is a Simplelight 1.0.
But it is for
Facebook.
Give that mic to Daryl. Daryl, can you say that again, what his question was?
So his question was, what type of application is this? Simplelight 1.0, 2.0. It's a Simplelight 1.0 application that's in JavaScript. It's actually running on 2.0.
Can I run it on mobile device once that thing comes out? Can I run that on mobile device when they have it available?
I'm actually not exactly sure whether or not it'll work on the Silverlight mobile stuff. Theoretically, the first release of Silverlight Mobile will be Silverlight 1.0. It's the same code base. So technically, it should run, but we're not sure on the same thing.
Liam, take that.
Okay, so I didn't get the chance to work with Will and Daryl on this thing, on the slide book, sorry, but I thought what they did was cool. I like the concept of having your own custom data providers and things. Sorry, there's a tip code. I wanted to get it working inside Facebook to work with my photo albums and stuff. So back to that guy's question earlier on about how we get kind of customizable.
Thank you.
Sorry. Yes, so what I wanted to do is get this stuff into Facebook using like a custom data provider or something like that. Out of the box, we ship with an XML data provider, which Daryl was showing you earlier on. So what I ripped was basically a little handler that will return XML that's in Facebook format. And basically, I'm just actually speak louder than words. I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to show you a Facebook application I've created using slide.show that's going to go and get all of my followers. Stuff, or I want my friends to have installed this app, or I want to send people emails, all of that kind of stuff. I'm just going to go ahead and choose all the defaults. And I'm now halfway to the slideshow with one of my applications that's there readily available. And this is where I pray it all works. Looks like this is going to work. I wish the mic would work a little better. So we've got a very slow connection here, unfortunately. But these are just some photos that I have. I actually have a few photo albums up on here so I can basically go and see them all. I've loaded up a completely different album. I get all of these customizable things that I want to do, what I want to go ahead and do, and how I think they should look. You just navigate through all this stuff just as you can through a normal application on Facebook. What I also think is cool is a bit of look up in here and see what my friends are up to there, like see which one of these have new photos. So I'm going to pick one of my colleagues to buy in because he usually posts a lot of different photos up there. Here's some of our little trip to the snow.
So, this is cool because I actually didn't work with Liam at all on any of this. So what that says to me is that I think our app is in a decent position at least to be extended and made to do whatever Liam you might have. So I think I would like to just end this, but you know, ask any questions, please feel free to stick around for a few minutes. But just also, please check it out on CodeFlix. I think we would love to have some more contributors, not full-time, I don't know how to do full-time slideshows, but people that can help us fix a few issues and continue to keep moving in the right direction. And we would love to write this in Silverlight 2.0 eventually, so that's also a possibility. So, thank you. If you have any questions, I'll be here.